Welcome to the St. George's Leeds Sermon Podcast. We hope you enjoy the talk.
I love this story, and I'm so pleased I can get to share it with you. So we're going to be thinking about no job too small, and you'll have noticed that I've been joined with some friends, from some important friends from our international student group today. But before we start, I'd like to tell a joke. Is that okay? So this is from the Vicar of Dibley. So there was once an inflatable boy who went to an inflatable school with inflatable teachers and inflatable children. And one day he went to school with a very sharp pin and ran around. Well, the head teacher called him into her office and said, "I'm very disappointed in you. You've let yourself down, you've let the teachers down, you've let the whole school down." I hope you got that. Good. Now, if English isn't your first language, that might not make sense. But anyway, I wonder whether you might be feeling like that today. I wonder whether you feel that you might have let somebody down. Or maybe you've let yourself down. Or even let God down. Well, if that's you today, keep listening. Stay with us, because I believe that God wants to encourage you today. Now, as we're thinking about small jobs, I've got three small jobs for you to do. Is that all right? Okay, yes, nobody's nodding. Is that all right? Yes, it is. Okay, I'm going to call them challenges. So the first challenge is to tell that joke to somebody this week. Make them smile. Inflatable boy, inflatable school, being let down. So that's the first challenge. Right. Let's have a quick recap on the story. I've got the characters here with me. So, let's start here with the little servant girl. Wow. Now, you were very busy, weren't you? You're busy all the time. You're polishing some shoes. I don't think you've got time to speak to me. We'll come back to you later. Okay, that's good. So, you must be Naaman. Wow, the commanding officer of the enemy. I'll stand back, okay? Keep my social distance. I noticed that's an enemy uniform. Is that from Scotland?
No.
Oh, you changed. Sorry, that was a joke about Scotland, not the enemy. No, where's that from?
It's Grenadier.
It's the Grenadier Guards. Okay, you're not an enemy, but actually you're from Aram. And I see you've got 10 suits of clothing with you. We're honoured to have you with us. Thank you. Now, you must be one of Naaman's servants. Yes. I can see that you're a very peaceful and very helpful-looking person. Very nice. It's lovely to meet you. And we'll have more of a chat later, okay? Good. So now we come to... this is Gehazi. I don't know whether you'd worked that out. He happens to be sitting on the naughty step, but... listen, we're going to come back to you in a moment. We'll have a chat. There's somebody missing from here. Elisha. Has anybody seen Elisha? Oh, he's in self-isolation, is he? Okay. Yes, he didn't appear in the story. You might have noticed that. And finally, we have... Linda, can you come and help? Yes, just doubling up here. And who are you? Who are you?
Two of the lepers from chapter seven.
You're not in the story. No, I'm okay. Thank you. You've been shopping. Wow. Well, thank you very much. Let's give them a round of applause. You can sit down. Thank you. Thank you. You can go and sit down. That's great. But not you, Gehazi. You just stay there a moment. Let me get a drink. Now, Gehazi, thank you so much for being with us. We're just going to talk a little bit about what went on in the story, if you don't mind. I'll try not to embarrass you too much. But let me ask them first. What did you think of Gehazi? Did he make Elisha proud, or did he perhaps disappoint him? No. Yes, I'm getting the thumbs down. Bit of a disappointment, really, to be fair. You could say he had only one job. But what job did he have? Servant of Elisha? Any job come to mind? Well, anything that Elisha asked him to do, basically, that was his job. So I've got a short list, just a short list, of things that sort of went wrong in this story. I'll be quick so as not to embarrass you too much. You were really tempted by those suits of clothing, weren't you? Yeah, you can nod. Yes. I mean, we're all tempted from time to time, but you gave in to temptation. You felt that your boss, Elisha, was wrong in his decision, and you decided to go against his wishes. We've never done that, have we? With our bosses? No, our bosses are always right. Our mum's always right. Dad, always right. Wife, husband. I think we might be guilty of that too, actually, Gehazi. But let's keep going. And then you told a lie. You came up with this story of the prophets coming and needing the... Oh dear, and that led to other lies. Not good. It goes from bad to worse. Now here's something that you might not have noticed in this story, but Elisha wanted to do something really kind, really good to an enemy of the state. He wanted to heal him of his leprosy free, totally free. He wanted to show him how much God loved him, the grace of God. And, well, you went and spoilt it, didn't you, really? You know, by asking for some money and some clothes. Spoilt the idea of grace. But never mind, moving on. And then, of course, you ended up with leprosy, didn't you? You ended up with leprosy because of your disobedience and sin. And that is going to be with you and your family for a long time. So, is Gehazi the sort of person you'd like to be your friend? How about on your team at work? On the church staff team? Okay, I see. So I think we can all agree that Gehazi let himself down. He let Elisha down and he let the whole school down, really, didn't he? But let me just remind you that Jesus says, do not judge, otherwise you'll be judged. And so, Gehazi, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit down here, social distancing, and I'm going to admit that I'm on the naughty step sometimes as well, because I do things that are wrong. And, so I shouldn't judge you. I'm sorry about that. We're all sorry about that. This brings us to challenge number two. Three challenges. Number two. Let's try not to judge people this week. So, if we get to the point of making a judgment about somebody, especially after just a short encounter or a short story or something that we've heard secondhand, then let's say, no, I'm not going to judge them on that. Now, there's more to Gehazi than just this bad day. There are some great things. And if you've got a Bible, if you want to, you can turn back to chapter 4. Now, in chapter 4, Elisha and Gehazi were looked after by a woman and her husband, the Shunammite woman. And they were very, very kind. In fact, the woman built a bedroom on the top of the house so that he could stay there every time. And Elisha didn't know how to thank her. So she asked you, Gehazi, what to do. And Gehazi, you are such a sensitive person that you knew just what to say. And you had real compassion. You spoke words of compassion. And you said, she needs a son. Give her a son. And so Elisha did that. He created a miracle. Now, then in chapter 8, so this is after you have leprosy, after you've been dismissed and thrown out from the service of Elisha, you're with the king, and the king asks you to tell him some stories about Elisha. Imagine this, telling stories about your ex-boss who gave you leprosy. Wow, well, do you know what? To your credit, you spoke in praise of him. You said good things about Elisha, which is fantastic. And then, as you were finishing off that story, you saw that same woman, that woman who'd had a baby, who'd built the bedroom on the roof, And she was now homeless. Somebody had taken over her house and her land. And you spoke words of justice. You asked the king to do something about it and change her situation. So well done, Gehazi. We have a lot to learn from you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Gehazi. So one story paints him as a failure. But one day paints me as a failure. One story about you probably does the same. But you know, God doesn't give up on us. And we shouldn't give up on each other. Let's try to look at the bigger picture. Now then, I'm going to call up some of the characters from earlier. So let's one at a time. Yes, the servant girl, please. I know you're very, very busy. I say servant girl. She was a slave girl, really. Now, I've heard that you are the first person up in your household and the last one to bed.
True.
And you've got a list so long of jobs to do. It's unbelievable. In fact, I looked at your job description. There's just one word. Everything. 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 You're so busy and you're in the household of somebody who captured you and probably killed your family, your parents. Yeah. And yet, in all that busyness, you found time to do something really small that changed Naaman's life. What words did you speak to him? Words of hope. Isn't that fantastic? You told him where he could find healing and that God could heal him through Elisha. Fantastic. Thank you very much, servant slave girl. Good. Thank you. Round of applause. Thank you. Now, moving on to Naaman's servant. Now, Naaman had lots of servants, but we've just got one here today. Now, when Naaman, it's very important, isn't it? Very important. When he was told to go and dip in the Jordan River, he didn't respond very well, did he? No. He was so angry. He said, "That's too small a job. I want a bigger job than that. I'm important. The dirty River Jordan? No, I'm not going to do that." But then you and your fellow servants, you came calmly, gently, and you persuaded him, didn't you? Yeah. So what sort of words did you speak to Naaman? Words of wisdom. Well, thank you very much, Naaman's servant. We don't have your name. We need to learn from you. Thank you. That's great. Right, I think we're all done, aren't we? Or was there anybody else in this story? Oh, yes, of course, the lepers. Yes, so lepers, come forward, please. You're not really in this story, but I'm glad you're here because I've been remembering. You're the lepers from chapter 7. Wow, it's one of my favorite stories in the Bible. There were four lepers. Correct me if I'm wrong. There were four of you. You were hungry and starving because the city had been surrounded by the enemy, the Arameans, Naaman and his lot. And no food was getting in. You were all starving. People were dying. And you said, "Let's just go to the camp, the Aramean camp. Who knows, they might give us a crumb or two." And what did you find when you got there? No soldiers, lots of food. Wow, and you started filling your bags and filling your tummies with lots of food. But then, suddenly, you said to yourselves, "This isn't right. This isn't right that we have all of this food and our fellow countrymen and women are starving to death in the city. We've got to get up and do a very small thing." And what did you do? You went to the city and you had words of what? Have you got it? Words of life. Thank you very much. You saved people's lives. That's brilliant. Thank you very much. Round of applause. So here we have a few words. Now, it's a small thing to say a word, isn't it? It's a small thing. I think that all of us have got really important jobs to do this week. All of us have. Anybody want to shout out an important job that you've got to do? Feed the hamster?
Tidying.
Tidying up after yourselves. Yeah, tidying your bedroom. All sorts of things. You might have a very responsible position. All of these things are important. Lots of them are big. But you know, often God wants to come in to these big things and he wants to give us something extra, a small job to do. And from our story, we've learned that sometimes that small job is to say a few words, and words that come from his heart, the heart of God, that can change people's day or even change their life. So let's see if we can say these words together. Are you ready? Let's start. Compassion. We can say these words this week. We can even talk about somebody who hurt us and say good things about them. We can show how much we love them, how much we're sensitive to their needs. We can speak up for those that can't speak for themselves. We can bring hope. We can offer wisdom gently and calmly. And this one here, we might talk to somebody about Jesus. We might consider ourselves a little bit like those lepers, beggars who found food, people who found Jesus. Jesus changed our lives, and we could perhaps mention Jesus to them. So challenge number three is to ask God for opportunities to speak these words this week. And let's pray. Let's pray about that now. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the characters in this story. We thank you for the little things that they did that made a difference. Help us not to be like Naaman, who said, "That's too small for me. I want something more important." Help us to listen to your heart and make time to say a few words that would change people's lives this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the St. George's Leeds Sermon Podcast. For more talks or information, visit stgs.org.uk.